Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. You're listening to what I'm going to call the evening edition of Thinks Out Loud. Today's podcast is going out a fair bit later than usual, but hopefully you'll find it was worth the wait. I want to start right off with headlines, because there's a lot to cover. I think we've got a really good show today, but I want to get right to the headlines. Now, I'm sure that many of you who read the blog are aware that I'm hosting a podcast. I'm hosting a webinar, rather, this coming Monday, January 15th, called It's All E-commerce, How the Social, Local, Mobile Web Affects Sales Online and Offline. And I'll be doing that in partnership with Mike Moran's Biznology blog, which is a place that I write about once a month. But of course, in doing that, I've been doing a lot of research and making sure that I'm up to speed on some things that I want to be clear about and can tell the right stories about what's happening. I think you'll enjoy it. I think it should be a good webinar. And many of the headlines that I'm going to point you to actually have a lot to do with what I'll be talking about next Monday's webinar. So the first one is Inc. Magazine has a really fascinating piece about why data is the oil of the digital age, is what they call it. And it really speaks to analytics and many of the things we've covered on past shows here. But a real focus there is on how you can use your data most effectively. I will also be participating on the 28th of January in a chat on Twitter for IBM's CXO Big Data chat, talking about big data and how that actually relates to commerce and e-commerce and digital marketing overall. So I think this is really worth a good read and something worth checking out. PC World also has a really, really good article that talks about a Forrester study looking at how mobile apps can lose you customers. Now, we've all talked about the benefits of mobile. I've been talking about it since our very first show, which I will link to in the show notes. But they do an excellent job of explaining where you can go wrong with your mobile apps and how you can actually cost yourself customers as opposed to gaining them, which is clearly the objective. So I'm going to link to that as well. Now, speaking of mobile, I had a post the other day over on the main blog that talked about what mobile will do to your sales in 2013, and I highly recommend that you take a look at that. It's really relevant to a lot of what's going to occur over the next coming years and a lot of what the webinar next Monday will be about. And then I followed that up with a post that talked about what Target's online price matching teaches you and teaches your customers. If you're not aware, Target has just introduced a thing. They did it before Christmas where you could, if you found a price online or in print that was better than what they were offering in stores, they guarantee they'll match the price. Now, they were doing that for Christmas. What they've since decided to do is make that permanent. It is now a permanent offering of Target. And it really leads to where I'm going with today's podcast and worth paying attention to, because it's really important to your customer's experience going forward. If you think about an ordinary search engine results page, a SERP as they're called, your customers get tons and tons and tons of information every single day. They get paid search. They get natural search. They see local search and maps. They see ratings and reviews. They see images. And in some cases, they see prices. All in that very first search result immediately. So your customers often know more about your products and your services from the very first search than your own employees might. It's extraordinary the amount of information that your customers have access to. And what's happening is it's increasing the number of sites that your customers use before they make a purchase decision. So it used to be that people visited around 7 sites, and 2 or 3 of those would be searches. Now it's around 12 to 15, with 4 or 5 of those being searches. And in some segments, such as travel, which is an area I work in regularly, it's as high as 22 sites before making a purchase decision. Which to me leads to a really key question. why? Why is it that your customers keep looking and keep doing so much searching? And the reason, and this really speaks to what Target's doing with their online price matching, is that we're training customers to keep looking for a better deal. We keep telling them, if you just stay out there and keep looking and keep searching and keep checking site after site after site, you're probably going to find a better deal out there. Which probably isn't the message we want to send them. Because to me, the minute you start doing that, the minute you start getting into running that race of how do we lower our prices and how do we compete solely on price, to me, it's a race to zero. And the only way to win that race is kind of like the end of war games, spoiler alert, right? The best way to win is don't play at all. What happens is there's a cycle that occurs. And it's been done again and again and again over the course of business, and we see it constantly. The first thing that happens is you see soft business results. So what people try to do is you lower your prices so that you can capture share from your competitors, which means that you've got to reduce the service or your marketing to pay for those price reductions, and often you have to do both. Now that often, but not always, improves your short-term sales. The reason it doesn't always improve your short-term sales is because so much of this information is visible to your competitors today, in the same way that it's visible to your customers today, they frequently can respond before you see the short-term benefit. But the best case scenario is you see a short-term benefit. Your customers then respond. Your competitors then respond. Your customers then get a different expectation of what they ought to be paying for the products and services you offer. So whereas it used to be price A, now it's price A minus because you and your competitors all lowered your prices. The customer experience also deteriorates, right? Because you remember a moment ago, I mentioned you have to cut either service or marketing to pay for your price reductions. So the customer experience deteriorates, which then leads to soft business results, which is how we got on this track in the first place. And you're right back where you started from. So my advice is don't do that. It's not a winning strategy. Your customers are doing these searches. They're looking really closely to find out all the information they can. And what I wanted you to do, and what I think you should do, is instead of competing on price, and instead of competing on how do we offer a lower price than our competitors, you should be competing on value. How do we offer a better value than our competitors? How do we offer something that they cannot? What's your brand story? How do you make it compelling? How do you make it clear to your customers that here's what you get when you come and work with us? You could try the other approach. I just don't recommend it. In fact, I really recommend against it completely. It rarely works, and it invariably costs you money in the long run. So that's my tip for today. Don't run the race to zero. It's not a winning strategy. Now, two guys who know a lot about winning races are the authors of a new book called Velocity, The 7 New Laws for a World Gone Digital. And the authors are a gentleman named Ajaz Ahmed, who is from AKQA, a premier digital agency, and Stefan Olander from Nike. And I hope I'm pronouncing the men's names correctly. But even if I'm not, read the book. It's fantastic. It talks a lot about the changes that are ongoing and many of the things that I talk about here on the podcast and many of the things that I talk about on the blog. I strongly, strongly recommend it. It's well worth the read. And they talk about the real world of how you actually respond to customers who are changing continually because of changes in the marketplace and the speed of change that we're all seeing right now. Great read. I highly recommend you pick it up. I will have a link to the book in the show notes. Now, glancing at the clock on the wall and knowing that the podcast is going to get out late tonight, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up a little bit shorter than normal. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so thrilled you listened to Thinks Out Loud. It's a real pleasure for me to have you here. You can subscribe to Thinks Out Loud via the blog at timpeter.com/blog. You can also subscribe via iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And as ever, I want to know what you think. By all means, drop me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. That's podcast@timpeter.com. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you feel like we could be doing better. I'd love to hear from you. With that, I want to thank you so much, as ever, for tuning in and listening to Thinks Out Loud. You're what makes this possible, and I wouldn't do it without you. So thanks a ton. Have a great rest of the week, everybody, and we'll see you right back here soon on Thinks Out Loud. Bye-bye.